This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer speaking, but I'm bringing you now and starting a new series of messages on the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is a great undertaking for me. It's kind of maybe over my head, maybe over your head. I don't know, but the Lord led me to take up these studies. Pastor Shelton was a trailblazer here for many, many years, a pastor, and he has much material on the revelation and the coming of the Antichrist and all of those end time things. So we're picking up those notes and outlines and bringing you Thus Saith the Lord. We're going to do that day in and day out. We have no other agenda. We have no abortion. We're not fighting abortion, even though we know that's a cruel thing. But our motive and our aim here is to get out the gospel. And we do that day by day. We have the First Baptist Church of Algiers here, where we have our services every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And then we have the Voice of Truth program, which goes out over about 45 broadcasts every Sunday. Well, you can hear that broadcast on many stations now. If you write me, I'll send you a log. And the Lord is blessing. The Lord is raising up folks to support the work. Many write me and say, Pastor Trailblazer, I don't hear any solid preaching anymore. All I hear is easy believingism, join the church and trust Jesus and live like the devil. And then they teach you how to get along with dumb animals. But my friend, we here have been blessed with the truth of God's word. And the Bible says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we're coming at this time with this study on the book of Revelation. It's quite an undertaking for us, so I wish you'd pray for me. The question has been often asked, why do not pastors encourage their folks to read the book of Revelation? Now, I asked you that question this morning, Pastor. Are you hearing the Old Trailblazer, Pastor, Evangelist? Are you encouraging your folks to read the book of Revelation? Why don't you teach it to your people? Why don't you encourage them to read and study? The answer to the first question is that due to the fact that their attitudes they have towards the book of Revelation. They take this attitude. I don't know anything about the book of Revelation. My folks know nothing about the book of Revelation. Nobody can show anything about the book of Revelation. Nobody can know it or understand it. The answer to that second question, I believe, is found in the first verse of the first chapter of the book. And now let's read it. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass and be sent. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto the servant John. I want to call your attention to whom this book was written. Don't that make it more interesting if you knew who this book was written to? To show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. His servants are bond slave. Listen now. To be a servant or to be a bond slave of Jesus Christ, first you must be born again. A born again believer is one who has been awakened to his lost condition by the Holy Spirit. Now we can stop right there for a moment. I know that not one in a dozen know anything about Holy Spirit conviction because of my speaking with folks and mingling with folks. And I asked them how the Lord saved them. I asked them, have they ever been a lost sinner? I asked them, do they know anything about Holy Spirit conviction? And they look at me with wide eyes. But let me just take a moment here. We're not in a hurry. We may be still here in this book when the Lord comes. But my friend, if you get one thing out of it, it is that Christ came to seek and to save sinners. But listen, every sinner who ever gets saved, that work of regeneration is initiated and begun by the Holy Spirit. Coming there, let's just take a typical example, like your pastor, like the trailblazer. I was a religious person, joined the church later on in years to make my wife happy. And I was there in a little Protestant church, doing my little thing, going to Sunday school on Sunday and church on Sunday morning. That was it till next Sunday. Had no idea of being saved. I just was a church member. I just thought the pastor was a pretty nice old boy, and most of the members there smoked their pipes and cigars and cigarettes. I didn't, but I saw them doing it, so I figured there wasn't nothing wrong with it if they did it. But the Lord didn't leave me there. The Lord one day touched my heart with the gospel. He put me providentially, and I believe the Lord uses the providence of God to do those things. He says he works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He worked in a mysterious way to perform the wonder of saving the old Trailblazer. He put me in contact under the preaching of the true gospel. Yes, I heard the truth. I'd been hearing error. I'd been hearing trust Jesus. I'd been hearing give your heart to Jesus. I'd been hearing that church membership was synonymous with salvation. I'd been hearing do the best you can, live the best you can, everything will be all right. But no, now I heard the truth. What is that truth? First of all, the Lord showed me that I was lost, that I had nothing. Are you saved, my friend? Do you have a hope? Do you have hope this morning in yourself or in Christ? Do you have an external hope? You can't save yourself. No man has ever saved himself. But the Lord showed me by his grace that I had no hope, that all I had was a profession. Oh, a profession, my friend. I was a professional church member, and I thought I was saved. I really did. I thought I was saved. But listen, the Lord showed me that I was lost. He let me see that I had nothing. Everything I thought of was important just kind of washed out from under me, like the sand of the man that built his house there on the sand. I had nothing. It all caved out from under me. And then he gave me grace to put myself under the preaching of the gospel. And slowly, slowly but surely, the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, through his word, through the word of God, let me see that I was a sinner. And what a sinner I was. Surely he never showed me my true heart. He just let me see enough to know that I was enmity against God, that I was born, that I was in rebellion against God. Oh, I was a nice fella. I had a wife and three children. I took good care of them. I had a good job, and I paid my bills, and I was socially fit, but I didn't have any hope. I had no hope within. Maybe that's your problem at this time. Maybe you living a facade. You got it all covered up like I had. Oh, folks thought I was some kind of a nice fella. But my friend, underneath it all, I had nothing. Underneath it all, it was all sinking sand. And I praise the Lord. He put me there under the preaching of the gospel. And I praise the Lord that even now there's one place here and there and yonder maybe where you can hear the gospel. This is one of them. This lighthouse here, the old Trailblazer broadcast, the Voice of Truth broadcast, is one of those places where you can hear the gospel. And I heard the gospel, and the Lord dealt kindly with my heart. Slowly over a period of time, he let me take the blame. You know what repentance is, my friend? It's just taking the blame. Taking the blame. I saw that I was to blame for my sin. Up until then, I blamed everybody else. I blamed my wife and my family. I blamed everybody. And when things didn't go wrong, I'd throw a fit and blame somebody. But now, I saw that I was the sinner. I was to blame for my sin. I was to blame for the Lord being crucified. Because had I been there, I would have joined in that rabble crew in putting our Lord to death. No man apart from God's grace wants to be saved, my friend. No, I was happy where I was. But the Lord brought me. I often say he put a hook in my jaw and brought me and showed me what terrible condition I was in. We call it Holy Spirit conviction. We call it an awakening. Some folks don't understand those things. But no man cometh to the Father, to the Son, except the Father draw him. The drawing is the Holy Spirit conviction coming there. And it doesn't happen to everybody, my friend. No, it doesn't happen to everybody. That's why we're so thankful that the Lord saved an old sinner like me. He kept me here under the sound of the gospel. And it went on for a long time. I'd like to say that I broke immediately, fell at the feet of the Lord and was saved. But I didn't. No, I struggled. I wanted my way. And I came to the end of my way after a period of time. Threw up my hands, threw up everything I had, and said, Lord, I'm a lost sinner. You save me if it could be thy will. Would you save me, Lord? And he did. The Lord saved me. He let me see that Christ died for me. What is salvation? Christ dying. Christ dying for sinners. And that's what we're going to see as these studies go on and on. We're gonna bring it to your attention, how that Christ died for sinners. I hope you can see it, even in this book of Revelation, as we go forth. And we're going to pause occasionally and give you a word of personal testimony or bring you a study on how God saves a sinner. That's what preaching is all about. Someone asked me, said, isn't it a job to preach? Pastor, isn't it a job to preach? You know what's a job about preaching? It's a job to stand in the pulpit and look out into the faces, look out into the faces of folks who have no understanding of the scriptures and have no clue that they're a lost sinner, and yet they're on the way to a devil's hell. My friend, I have to do that. Week in and week out, I stand here. I stand at the mission places. I stand wherever the Lord gives me opportunity, and I look into the eyes of blank faces of many who know nothing of their need of Christ. So I ask you to pray for me day by day. We don't have an agenda. As I told you, we don't have an agenda. All we're doing is bringing God's message day in and day out. If the Lord uses it, praise the Lord. That's right. If the Lord gives us grace to go on, sends the money here to go on these stations with, praise the Lord. This is His work. It's like the story I heard of this old plantation owner had this little slave girl. And she was always coming through the house humming and whistling and singing a little tune or a little ditty. And he asked her one day, said, how is it that you can be so happy all the time? You don't ever worry about nothing? She said, no, sir, mister. No, sir. She said, you know that little old shack out in the back that I sleep where I sleep and have my little few little things? All that belongs to the Lord. If He burns it up tonight, He's burning up His own stuff. Now, my friend, that's God's child. Everything I have, everything I know, everything I do is wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. This ministry is His. It's not mine. This radio broadcast, this belongs to the Lord. It's not mine. I guard it with everything that I have. I guard the truth. Oh, like a hen guarding her chicken. I do. And I want it to go forth day by day. But I know the Lord has to send it. I know it's all in His hand. And I leave it there. I don't try to influence you. I just bring you God's message day by day. Folks criticize me for being an old crackpot, an old speckle bird sometime when I step on their toes a little bit, when I tell them that Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? Folks don't like to hear that. And I tell you, if you never repent, you'll never be saved. The scripture says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And then I speak sometimes on the judgment of God, the throne of judgment. And folks don't like to hear that. They like to hear the smooth thing. The old prophet talked about preaching. Preach not the smooth things. Oh, and we don't preach the smooth things here. That's the reason we're not popular. No, we don't have all those things that the great so-called evangelists have across this nation now. Condominiums in the mountains and seaside resorts and $10 million airplanes, and they lead those folks astray, my friend. I could name you a half a dozen of them, but I won't, because they're in the hands of a sovereign God. And I just pray for them. I don't ridicule them. I pray for them. I'm just a poor old sinner myself, saved by grace. Would you remember my mailing address? We got off our subject, but we'll get back on it in the next study on the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's the Old Trailblazer. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Radio Missions is now offering a new flash drive containing the complete series of 78 messages on the Book of Revelation preached by Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. during the Voice of Truth broadcast. Each historic message is approximately 26 minutes in length, and each flash drive is $15 postpaid. For information, call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658.